The song is from a new musical called New Orleans, a show that celebrates the flowering of one of America's most complex and powerful musical traditions.
And when the moon got tired of going round and round and round, it's dreamed of New Orleans, New Orleans.
Toni Morrison is the author of four novels. For her, there has been a sense of shake-up in the trip from the novelist's lonely study to the kaleidoscope that is the preparation of a play.
And I've changed the diction a little bit, you know, for it. But she
but they're doing it for the
dogs. So that song becomes, it's lovely in my head.
I've never worked creatively with anybody else ever on work that was my own. So this theater thing turned out to be very difficult, very strange, because I didn't have the sovereignty that I'm accustomed to. I didn't have the power, the authority, the rule that one has when you write a novel. I had to consider the possibility that there were other ways to do it, that it should be shorter or better or not at all.
You know, we are a happy family, already blessed in a quiet colored neighborhood. We have everything, is what he's saying to this ancestral figure who is in disguise.
Toni Morrison is a senior editor at Random House and the author of Song of Solomon, a National Book Critics Circle Award winner, and Tar Baby, a winner of a substantial amount in royalties. Ms. Morrison found her new musical career a fresh adventure.
Because I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know any of the rules for writing lyrics. But the first thing that happened was that in writing the book, I came to places where it seemed that the emotion was high enough that there should be either dance or song. So I began to write language that could be song while waiting for a lyricist to come.
The lyricist didn't have to come, she was there.
So I'm gonna recite the lyrics of one of the very short songs in this play called New Orleans that I wrote, and it's an absolutely beautiful song. Although I've never heard the word referred to, even whispered to me, first I try love. So when winter comes and sundown becomes my time of day, if anybody asks, I can say.
Freitag is the composer and arranger for the show.
I knew it was new for her, and of course it was new for me, working with a person that I knew was great as far as book writing, but I didn't know how she was with a song, just a plain old ordinary song. But they were an ordinary song.
One of the stars of the show is the folk singer Odetta. She, like Morrison, always has worked alone. New Orleans will be her first try at theater.
Unlike anything I had ever felt before.
Much of the play is set in the Storyville section of New Orleans until World War I, the most extensive, expensive red light district in the country. The play concerns itself with a clash between the prostitutes of Storyville and the respectable element of the black community.
What's important, it seemed to me, about a house of prostitution is normally it's always perceived as a place where men go. It's a male enterprise. But in fact, it's a woman's house. The women live there. The women run it. The women service it. The women take care of it. It has a dormitory feel as well as a business side. And it's a woman's domain.
We're not locked into a place. We are into an entire lifestyle and environment that moves from place to place.
New Orleans passed through a testing 6 weeks of workshop this past summer. Toni Morrison and Donald McHale, co-author and director, now are trying, with the thin but strong threads of hope and inspiration, to hold together a star cast to lure Broadway investors. Have you found in working with the artists of performance, the actors and actresses, are they helpful to you on the grounds that since you haven't done this before, they can give you tips, or do they just look after themselves?
Well, they do help me, not in so much in tips, but what happens is, when you have a really intelligent, in addition to gifted, actor or singer, they take the material out. They do precisely what you thought your material was doing. And then there's another dimension, and they go there.
Can't you understand that someday he'd be strumming me a tune now? How come he don't know it's Sunday? We'd be dancing round this room now. How come he don't know it's Sunday? Oh, I love, I've had a ball, my love.
Toward the end of the play, all of the women of the house sing a song called Au Revoir, Bonsoir. And it's a song in which they say goodbye to that life. But they sing it almost like it's a call to arms. They're so beautiful. They're so strong. They've had such difficult lives. And they have made a place for themselves. They have shared something important.
Oh.